Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Kathleen, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween and happy bonus episode, Acquired Taste Buds.
Yes, it's a loosey-goosey bonus. I'm Bethany Watson.
I'm Kathleen Haney.
And as it is the spookiest of days, mm-hmm. we're going to read some more of your creepy, scary stories that you've sent into us.
Ooh, I love a good themed episode on the actual day that the theme is applicable.
I know. Kathleen, may I start?
Oh, yes, please do, Bethany.
Okay. This is from Taste Bud Carrie.
Ooh.
And the subject is Black Blood Tears.
Oh my God.
I'm in already. So Carrie says, hello, Bethany, Kathleen, and buds. A few years ago, I was shopping in the suburbs of the Twin Cities. It was midday during the week, so there weren't many people there, but still populated enough to not feel empty. As I was leaving a store, I noticed it had become unusually quiet. There seemed to be no music playing, and all of the people who were once talking and moving about now seemed to be frozen in time. I remember the feeling of fear and immediate depression. I started picking up my pace and tried to move as fast as I could to leave the mall. I was unfortunately nowhere near where my car was parked. The silence was deafening as I dropped my head and started walking faster and faster. I seemed to be the only person moving until I heard one pair of footsteps walking toward me. The sound of absolute silence with every step toward me made my heart race even more. I looked up to see who was approaching me, and it was a pale woman with dark hair. She dressed in muted beige colors and a trench coat and had her phone up to her ear. I wondered if she was trapped in this alternate dimension too, until she looked back at me with eyes that were bleeding black, dripping down her cheeks. She didn't move toward me. She didn't make a sound as we passed directly by one another, but she did look directly at me. I thought maybe I hadn't seen it correctly and maybe it was mascara from crying. At this point, I was so terrified I wanted to cry too. I turned back as she passed, only to see every person in the mall staring at me with the same black, bloody eyes dripping down their cheeks.
Oh my God.
I froze. My heart nearly stopped. I wanted to scream or run, but I was locked in fear as the silence flooded my brain with hundreds of black, bloody eyes staring at me. No sooner had I saw this than I blinked and reality flashed back to normal. I now looked like the crazy person standing in the middle of the mall that was bustling and noisy, staring at random people who were minding their own business. I searched from face to face for the black, bloody eyes, but saw nothing. While the feeling of doom had lifted and the mall music returned, I couldn't shake the terror I had in my core. I practically ran to my car, and I've never seen anything like that since. I hated that experience, and I still can't explain it.
Oh my God.
Kathleen, what would you do if you suddenly look up and everyone is staring at you and has just black blood running down their face?
I would think that I was dreaming. I would close my eyes and like slap myself in the face or something.
Right?
Yeah.
My fear is that I would lash out and just start punching people and like everyone is normal and now I'm in jail.
Oh my freaking God.
That's amazing, Carrie.
My heart is racing right now just thinking about that.
That's so scary. Thank you for sending that, Carrie. That's amazing.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read one that comes from Reddit, okay?
Okay.
User Kemendo, K-M-E-N-D-O-4. This is called The Boy with No Eyes.
What's it about?
One night when I was 10, I was woken up by my bedroom door opening, followed by someone sitting on my bed. I felt my leg grazed and the bed sink from under the person's weight. It's just mom, I thought, and I opened my eyes. It was not my mom. I found an eyeless boy. He had black, empty sockets. He was about my age, sitting at the foot of the bed. He extended his hand, and in it was a little box. I was startled, but reached out. He pulled back, and I reached again, and I said, give it.
Wow.
What?
That
is some gall and bravery all wrapped into one little 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, not really the reaction normally we would have to an eyeless boy sitting on our bed in the middle of the night.
The Reddit user continues, then I blinked, and when I reopened my eyes, he was gone. But I could still see the imprint where he had been sitting on my bed. Fast forward 5 years, my girlfriend came over to do homework. After she finished, she took a nap while she waited for her parents. When they arrived, I tried waking her up. She opened her eyes very suddenly, and she was looking at the corner where the wall met the ceiling. She pointed to it and then went back to sleep.
Oh, God. Oh, I hate that. That's rough.
I shook her again, and then she came to full consciousness, and I explained what she had just done. She looked haunted. Up on the wall, I saw a little boy with no eyes. He was there in a Spider-Man pose, staring at me, my girlfriend told me. I freaked out and told her my story about the same kid. Fast forward another 5 years, I was with the same girlfriend and we had a 2-year-old. We were living at my parents' house in my old room. My daughter started waking up at the same time every night and she'd talk. And after a while, I noticed that she had almost the same conversation every night. So I finally asked her who she was talking to. She said, "It's a little boy. He's nice. He's lost and he's looking for his mommy." My daughter's nightly conversations continued until we got our own place later that year. Mm. Oh, that's so weird.
It's one thing. I mean, it's awful to see a little boy with no eyes.
Yeah.
It's worse to have that boy verified by two other people.
He's so desperate to be seen that it's not just a figment of your imagination. This little boy with no eyes is showing himself to other people.
Ugh. I hate it. If there's any boys with no eyes that are ghosts sitting around listening to this podcast, because I know we're big with the eyeless ghost demographic, stay away. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm good. This is from Amanda. It is bride ghost in hotel room. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
My son has been on a crew, a rowing team, for a few years. And back in November 2019, they had a race in Augusta, Georgia. We had a block of rooms at the Partridge Inn, and when I went to book our room, I noticed that the building seemed pretty old. A quick Google search found it described as, quote, a grand mansion dating from 1836. So naturally, I did a search for the Partridge Inn Haunted, and it did not disappoint when I was able to find the story of a bride-to-be named Emily. She was waiting at the mansion for her fiancé when he was shot and killed on the way to the wedding because he had been mistaken as a soldier wanted for treason. Ooh. She grieved by wearing her wedding dress every day for weeks before she died of a broken heart.
Oh, how uncomfortable.
I feel like very uncomfortable. Yeah. I feel like I've heard about this haunting before.
Yeah, put on some pajamas or something with an elastic waistband.
Definitely something a little more comfy while you're mourning. No. Yeah. supposedly, people have seen, heard, and felt her, mostly on the fifth floor. When we, my mom and son were with me, got checked in, I had a mix of excitement and nervousness because, lo and behold, our room was on the fifth floor. Hell yeah. We had dinner, watched TV, and had a rather uneventful evening. God, being in a hotel is the best.
Oh, because you can make a whole mess and it's not your house.
It's not your house. And also, like, there's an excuse to not be productive.
Yes. Oh, that's the best. You just nailed it on the head. It's, the best excuse to not be productive.
You can sit and watch Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi. I don't know if they're still on, but that was what I always did.
Order room service and put on a robe.
Yeah. Spend $60 on one omelet. So delicious. All right. We all got ready for bed, continues Amanda. We had a one-bedroom suite, and my mom was sleeping on the pull-out couch. My son and I were sharing the bed in the bedroom, which had the bathroom connected to it. Considering that the place was allegedly haunted, I fell asleep rather quickly and slept well until my mom woke me up while she was doing a sleepy shuffle to check in on us. I initially thought she was going to the bathroom, but she didn't turn the light on, and I didn't hear the toilet or running water. I went back to sleep pretty quickly after that. The next morning over breakfast, I asked my mom if she didn't sleep well. She said she actually slept really well, to which I said I was surprised and figured she walked in to check on us in the middle of the night because she couldn't sleep. She looked very confused and said she didn't get out of bed all night.
What?
I told her about what I heard and, well, do you know what else makes the sound of a sleepy shuffle?
What?
The swishing of a wedding dress going across the floor.
Oh, dang.
That's from Amanda.
I never heard it. I didn't even think about that, but it's so true.
It's so true. Swish, swish, swish.
Oh, my God.
Dead bride walking around the room. All right. Let's do another one. I have one from Autumn.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, Autumn says, I am a longtime listener and spooky season is my favorite time of the year. I love listening to all of the scary stories and I thought I would send my own.
Ooh, thanks, Autumn.
Thanks, Autumn. My partner and I used to basically live at his parents' house in the basement. We live in the Midwest. Oh, do you know my mom? And we were in our early 20s trying to save some money. This house was a newer build and the walls were relatively thin, so you could hear everything that was going on upstairs easily. I remember occasionally hearing odd shuffling or things falling and always assumed it was a cat or someone up in the middle of the night. One night,
we get a lot of stories from people in the Midwest. Is the Midwest like more haunted than other parts of the country?
Yes. All the repressed feelings being pushed down.
Okay.
I literally was talking to a relative recently. They were telling me about another relative who literally said to them, oh, I don't feel anything bad. I just push it down. And then they went on their way. Like it was the most normal thing in the world to say.
No, but I feel so bad for everybody in the Midwest. Like just let your feelings out.
No, but we're doing fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
That's why there's so many poltergeists in the Midwest, I guess.
So big, big feelings pushed down. All right. One night, continues Autumn, I remember waking up to my partner's parents screaming. I remember opening my eyes and staring at the ceiling as I listened to his parents yell at each other. I couldn't tell what exactly they were saying, but it was very angry and very unusual. I immediately thought something horrible had happened, and I woke up my partner, who was sound asleep next to me. I said, something's happened to your parents. They're screaming at each other. You have to go check on them. He ran upstairs, and I listened as he walked across the floor. Nothing. I heard nothing. No talking, no yelling. He came back downstairs, got into bed, and told me that no one was up. No one was yelling, and everyone was in bed asleep. Did I dream the whole thing? Was it sleep paralysis? Ghosts? Who knows?
Oh my goodness.
That's upsetting when you hear screams coming from upstairs and everyone who was apparently screaming is just asleep. That's awful.
Because seeing a ghost is one thing, but then hearing what you think is a real sound and not knowing what's going on is even more terrifying.
Yeah. It's like the email we got during our main scary story episode where the woman texted her roommate who she heard making noises in the bedroom and was like, you know, I know you're home. And her roommate's like, that's not me. I'm at my girlfriend's house.
I'm not home.
I'm not even here. Goodness. Oh, it's awful.
Moses. Okay. All right. I'm going to read one from Taste Bud Victoria.
Okay.
Now, this one, the subject line is not really scary, mostly heartwarming story about my grandma.
Okay. So this is a nice place to end it.
Victoria says, hello. This story is 100% true and can be confirmed by my whole family. My grandmother passed away from lung cancer 10 years ago. It was a relatively short illness and we were not expecting to lose her as soon as we did. Leading up to her passing, she was hospitalized in an ICU room for a little less than a week. She was never alone, always accompanied by either my grandfather, my mother, my aunt, my uncle, myself, my sister, or one of our many cousins. A day or two before she passed, we found a bunch of temporary butterfly tattoos in her toiletry bag. She always wore a temporary butterfly tattoo on her right ankle to cover a mole.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
She always wanted a real one, but my grandfather talked her out of it. When we asked her if she wanted to put one on, she said yes. And we all put one on too. She had a ton of them for some reason. As the next days passed, my grandmother's condition continued to decline, and she was eventually placed on a morphine drip that would help her pass comfortably. In the final moments, my aunt played music for her, of all things, the Twilight soundtrack.
New Moon, Breaking Dawn, or the original?
I think the original. My
Bethany.
My grandmother loved Twilight. She was Team Edward. Oh yeah, Grandma. God,
that's like Dennis's mom is obsessed with A Star Is Born, the Lady Gaga one.
No
she
way,
watches
really?
It nonstop. It's so funny.
My mom is obsessed with Virgin River.
Know that movie. What's that?
It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix series. She loves it so much. She's always like, did the new season of Virgin River came out? I'm like, one, mom, you have Netflix too. Number two, like the last season just came out a week ago. So stop asking, okay?
Stop asking about Virgin River.
She passed while the song called Butterfly Beach was playing.
Oh, I just got chills.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
She was surrounded by all of us. We were able to spend a good amount of time with her before she had to be taken away. During this time, I had the inclination to look at her ankle to see her butterfly tattoo, hoping for one last moment of connection. I lifted the blanket and the tattoo was gone. Mm. No one touched her. She was bathed by only us, and we always left the tattoo on. We were all baffled. All of ours were still intact. The only thing we could think of was that she took it with her. The following day, we were at her house accepting guests who were coming and going and giving condolences to the family. All of the women in our family decided to wear a piece of her jewelry in her honor. My aunt was wearing a longer necklace with an angel pendant on it while having a conversation with us about my grandmother's love for Twilight. She was saying that she does not find Robert Pattinson to be attractive. Wait a minute. Okay, let's just end the story right here, Bethany.
I love that your aunt is getting real catty during the wake.
I know. A few seconds after this blasphemous statement, yes, Victoria, the chain snapped and fell off of her neck.
That's what you get.
The angel fell into her lap. We were all laughing / nervous / comforted by the fact knowing that my grandmother was with us. Nothing else really happened after this, but I often think back to how my grandmother finally got her butterfly tattoo and would not tolerate us shit-talking Edward Cullen.
What a legacy for grandma. That is such a good story.
I love that story, Victoria. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I also love that grandma literally made an angel fall. Like, you know when people say, like, you make baby Jesus cry? It's like the saddest, hurtful thing you could ever say. It's like, you hurt grandma's feelings so much by dissing Edward Cullen, she dropped an angel.
You know what, Bethany? That's because Edward Cullen, his beauty and his kind heart is a fallen angel descended upon this earth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow, you're just sucking up to grandma.
I am. Hey, grandma, what's up?
Well, thank you so much to everyone who sent us scary stories. And we're going to keep doing this.
Yeah, of course, every year.
So keep them coming. If we didn't get to yours, it goes in a folder. So we may read it later. And who knows? We may do scary stories like off season because sometimes it's just you just kind of want a spooky story.
And as always, on the second bonus episode of every month, we give special thanks to our Bonus Bud patrons on Patreon. And we read your names because you have some great names. And also, we're just so thankful that you support us and that you always listen to the pod.
So if you want your name read, support us at the $7 or up level. That's the Bonus Buds or up level at patreon.com/acquiredtaste. And Kathleen, would you like to commence with the reading of the names?
I sure would.
Happy Halloween.
Andrea Gregory, Kyra, Antonella Salvatore, Kara Zurich, Darian Cruz Lance, Greg Ferguson, Avina, and Chameleonessa.
Heather Lindner, Alexandra, Gretchen Santos, Rosa Jankovic, Katie Volner, Zach Strickland, Jamie Lynn, Nick, and Amanda Pope.
Jeanette Paulin, Amy Rodriguez, Alyssa Smith, Heather Levine, Morgan Nivison, Melissa C., Ashley S., Samantha Perry, Alyssa Scanlon, Carrie Kissinger, Mary Liberty,
Christina Monaco, Dana Hoffman-Panessi, Samantha H., Melinda Goodwin, Leah McDonnell, Megan Cox, Carly Cartea, Megan Ben, Zara Oslam, Michelle McFarlane, Mac Phillips, Rose Abraham, and Britta Carper.
Tatiana Toro Zaid, Alexandra, Alicia Fulton, Shanaz Malat, Gina Allegretti, Michelle, Frankie Marchioni, Mae Massaro, and Finn Hughes.
Carol D., Samantha Brennan, Rachel. I have a cousin named Rachel. Rachel, are you my cousin? Amanda Hastings, Farmer Nelson, Priscilla Torres, Gracie Johnson, Zaida Ogando, Hannah C., Allison Gibbons, Tia Clifford, Bradley Adubato, Jill Rupert, and Casey Bailey.
Jennifer La Rochelle Starbuck, Shelley Musgrave, Megan Kinley, Norma Espinal, Courtney Miller, Brennan Filippi, Nicole, Allison H., Tina Perna, Emma, Aaron Platts, Jasmine Salas, and Bree Ross.
Amanda Tatarian, Emily M., Lauren Albro, Karen Crichton, Megan Locke, Hope Robertson, Ellie Graham, and David Robinson Jr.
Ah, thank you everybody for hanging in there with us and always being a guiding light in this world of uncertainty.
Wow, that's, yes, yeah, absolutely. It was beautiful, Kathleen. And have a wonderful Halloween.
Wah ha 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 ha.